IQ Mobile.
IQ and zero TR.
What happened there, Tom? Did I wake you up? Info IQ.
Just about. I was reading the operating manual of this 590SG. And that will put you to sleep.
What were you doing? Something with the 590 manual. Oh, it sounded like you got some bad congestion.
Oh, a little bit, Bill. I had some sinus drainage and, excuse me, kind of makes me that way. Been up feeding the girls there a little bit a while ago and topping them off because it's supposed to be colder than a well digger's toe tomorrow.
I say it was lower 20s, that's what I saw. Cold really for the next 2 days. And you know, and then, I think it was like Tuesday, somewhere around there, it's going to be in the 60s.
Yeah, that really sounds good to me. when you get to be my age, Bill, you won't like this cold.
I'll be your age.
Bernice is laughing there. She just brought me a bottle of water and she heard that. You're like my dad. You never lie, but you tend to barricade occasionally. When you all set for tonight, I looked at the bands last night for a while and, I worked the Georgia Republic over there by Azerbaijan. And there was a terrible pileup on him like it was something rare. It might be. I'd worked him two other times on sideband and something else. But I hadn't worked him on 40 CW, you know, it sounded like a Chinese orchestra trying to get in, but it only took me about 3 transmissions, so I felt pretty lucky. Worked him on a good old super loop.
Yes, they did a job. So that's good. I guess the girls you're talking about that you fed must be the hens. I hope that's the ones you fed anyway. I'm over here in Woodruff, right at the tractor supply. And Lane's going in to get the supplies to feed our herd of every night. And also some bulk cat food for a couple of animals that appear like they got bandits, you know. And anything else that happens to be around the area at the time. She was really complaining yesterday because she had put all these pansies out and everything all over the front yard. Darn it, those deer didn't come up, ate all her pansies, and a lot of them they just pulled out of the ground. And they actually came up on the steps and got some of the pansies that were on the steps to the front of the house. I told Lane, I said, why do you put those out? You know, that's just dessert after they eat all that corn that you put up.
That's in general, TR. Well, you know, Bernice just put out some a couple of days ago out front, but the deer aren't out there. But they come up in my neighbor's backyard all the time. He asked me if I wanted him to throw some corn over there by the game camera. I said, no, I see him walking by going to your place, but I don't want him up in my backyard because when we put out a garden, they'll come up there and eat the plants. And they did his when he had a garden. So I don't like them that well. But I like to see them, but at a distance. But, yeah, the girls, the hens out back, except for 2 roosters that I accidentally got. God, they're beautiful, though, Bill. You ought to see them. They're really I don't know if I ever sent you a picture of those roosters or not, but they're really pretty. But, we got heated water containers, and I throwed them out. They have up here at the feed store on Highway 14, Blue Ridge, they call it, I think. They have this mixture of corn and a bunch of other things and really be good. I don't know if it's cheaper than Tractor Supply, but of course, it wouldn't be worth driving that far. And Tractor Supply is always fun just to go into. They got a lot of other goodies.
Yeah, I like Tractor Supply. It's like going to Lowe's or Home Depot or someplace like that, but probably even better in some cases. Yeah, this is pretty good size. The one they have in Woodruff here is pretty good size Tractor Supply. I think the building itself is quite a bit bigger than Malden where we go. But, man, they got a huge fenced-in area here. Malden has a big fenced-in area. But I think the store itself over here is a little bit bigger. But we can get over here to Woodruff, to this store, faster than we can to go to Malden. So, went to Coach House, and I'm still suffering from that. Oh, my gosh. we ate breakfast and came home and got Toby. And he loves to ride. He knows what he's going to get. He already has told us exactly what, where to go to get his hamburger and his fries and everything. He's in the back right now laying down. He's being good. He knows when we go get him a hamburger. I mean, we can be a mile away from the place and he'll smell them. M4IQ.
Yeah, and they say animals aren't intelligent. Baloney. I know what you're talking about. We used to tell Minnie when we had her up in Kansas, we'd say, you want to go for a walk? And she'd go nuts. It was funny. We'd take her out the churchyard and just tell her we're going out the churchyard. And, man, she was at the door. We miss her a lot. Oh, well, Bill, I was just looking to see if they had a narrower CW filter, I can understand why they don't on this. It's already got a 500 hertz one, and you can adjust it here on the front with a control to get it narrower. I was just curious, because I put one in my old TS-140, and it made all the difference in the world. I was thinking it was 250 hertz, but what do you leave yours at, Bill? I think mine's set on 700 and 250.
CW?
Roger.
I usually have it at 800 hertz. I like a higher pitch. 800 hertz, it just seems like I can separate things better. It probably has a lot to do with my hearing. The bandwidth, you can get down all the way down to 100. It goes, I think it actually goes down all the way down to 50. I'm not sure of that, but I know it goes to 100, 200, 250, 500. So, you know, on the DSP filter. And so typically I operate, like in the contest and stuff, almost always 250. Now, if I'm rag-tight chewing, I might open it up to 300 or something. But 250 hertz, and it's already got roofing filters in it. I mean, there's no option for anything like that. It's got everything you need. I tell you, for the price you pay for that radio, and it's the specs on it, for the blocking, the adjacent signal, to actually cause blocking the receiver, it's much higher than like the ICOM 7300. And that's why I can run two 590s SF2R. I get very little interference from one radio to the other. I do have bandpass filters, but that radio is good, and it's got good roofing filters. It's got a 500 and a... It's got a 500 hertz roofing filter, and I think there's the other one for the sideband. I'm thinking it's 3,000. I'm pretty sure it's 3,000. You can look in the front of your manual, you can see it. Over.
Roger. Yeah, that's correct. I remember that, Bill. I just looked at mine. It's 700 and 250, so I'm pretty close to yours. And I know you're the man on that CW, so when E.F. Hutton speaks, I listen. And you're E.F. Hutton on that. Oh, shoot. Anyways, I had Gunsmoke on here, and that guy from Good Times is on there. Gosh, he's got ugly over the years. There went my lunch. One, every few minutes they gotta have a Medicare ad on there. It's sickening. But at any rate, I turn my eyes away here. The only thing I don't like, and I know it's getting down to basics, Bill, but, and I should know this, but, when I plug in my Heil headset in the front of the radio, which I do when I'm running CW, I do it quite frequently, because I'll sit here and listen while Bernice is watching TV, and then I'll plug the headset in, but I worry about wearing that jack out on the front of my radio. Is there a, the output on the back that goes to the speaker, I was going to look at the schematics and see if that's stereo. I'm not sure if it is or not. I got the Kenwood speaker plugged into it, and it's just a monaural, so I don't know if it's a stereo output or not, but I could utilize that to make me a little box or something. I don't know. Do you plug yours in and out a lot on the headsets, or do you even use them?
Yeah, not a lot, but, you know, if I'm in a contest, I'll plug in the headsets. But I plug it in. I actually don't plug the headset in because I have it going to my FO2R, where I hear in one ear, I hear one radio. The other radio is in the other ear, so I can listen to CW signals at one time. But to answer your question, yes, I do plug them in. I don't worry about wearing that out. And it's stereo. It is a your headset stereo, and so is the jack. And I've looked at the IC7300 because I was going to have to operate it somewhere, and I can't remember. I may be getting it mixed up with the 90, but one of the two, or maybe the both, but at least one of those, or monaural, either one will work. But I think it's the 590, but I do know it's but a stereo headset. It's stereo, and of course, you know, unless you're doing something like I'm doing, you'll hear it sound like it's mono, but it's actually stereo that you're hearing.
Roger, this is N0TR. Well, thanks, Bill. I just had to buy new pads for my Heil Pro 7s, and oh my God, they get a price out of those. But not complaining, I like them. But I like that phase reversal switch there. Now, I don't use it very often, but occasionally it does make a difference. And I just like the way they fit. I got Kenwoods, but they're not near as comfortable as these Heils are. And Dave, K4SV, he told us one time at a meeting at Motorola, and I don't remember the number on them, they made a pair that was just as good, in his opinion, and they were only like $50-some back then. I imagine with Brandon in there, they're probably 100 now. Not to be facetious, of course.
Lane's back. She got somebody to help her with the load. The back of the car is now about a foot lower than the front. let me go. I'll get back with you. Hopefully I can get back with you. Info IQ.
Okay, say hello to Elaine and give that doggie a hug for me. 73's Bill. Info IQ and 0TR clear.
CPA Mobile.
It's N0TR stationary.
How are you? are you doing there, Mr. Tom?
Just sitting here watching an old Gunsmoke half-hour one in black and white. Come in from watering and feeding the girls there a while ago. And enjoying myself looking at a Kenwood TS-590SG instruction manual. And I'm about ready to put up. I thought I had the schematics on that radio. I don't see them right off, but anyways, I don't really need them that bad. I just wanted to look at something on the output, audio output. Had a nice conversation with Bill in 4IQ. He's down at Tractor Supply with Elaine getting some goodies for, I think everybody, the dogs, the deer, and the birds, and everybody. He said his vehicle was about a foot lower than it was before. Probably his pocketbook is a little lower, too.
I imagine it is. It's a little thinner. Probably slips in and out of his pocket a little easier. He's used to those fat wallets you gotta cram in there. But anyway, my goodness, I just pulled into Walmart here and gas is $3.01 a gallon. Woohoo! They're giving that stuff away, I tell ya. Well, I'm gonna bail on you for a minute here. I gotta run in Wally Mart and pick up a couple of things, and I'm headed out of town. I gotta get out of Dodge.
Where are you headed to, the kids?
Friday's at the beach, Owl Palms, celebrating my mother-in-law's birthday, which was yesterday. They've been down there all week. I'm just going for today, tomorrow. We'll come back Sunday. Oh, me. I couldn't take a week of that. But anyway, in the wintertime, just didn't do anything for me. All right, well, let me jump out of here, and I'll talk to you in a minute if you're still there. N0TRKB4CPA.
I assume Charleston. Okay, and Dave. Yeah, the weather forecast is for it to be in possibly the teens tomorrow morning, so it's going to be cold. I'm going to go upstairs anyway, so good to hear you, Dave. Just wanted to say hello. Drive safe. Have a good time. I found that the gas was a little cheaper up the highway here at one of the Willis's stations on 101. Which is rare. Usually Walmart is the best. It was $2.85 a gallon down there not very long ago. 73's dead. KB4CBA and 0TR's clear.
So 7 Japan, hold.
Beware, beware. How you doing, Bob? And 0TR.
We had a whoop-de-doo with my dad last night. And, some doctors, I'm telling you what, he could have died. But anyway, he got into a diabetic coma last night.
Would be an easy one to detect. Would you have to wait 3 hours to see a doctor?
It was. His blood sugar has been plummeting at night. So I spoke to the doctor Thursday. Thursday morning, he got his normal dose of insulin, 24 units of Tresiba. Talked to a doctor in the middle of the afternoon and was concerned about this plummeting issue at night. So I talked to the nurse practitioner. She talked to the doctor. They told me to reduce the Tresiba to 18 units and give it to him at night instead of the morning. Let me let it drop. Hey, should I give it to him tonight? Because he had 24 units this morning and it's a long-lasting insulin. And she got on her little computer or whatever, and she said, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that'll be fine. Give it to him tonight. So he got 24 units at 6 a.m., and then he got 18 more units at 8 p.m. So that basically caused his blood sugar to even plummet more than it has been and put him into a diabetic coma.
Yeah, old scholar to figure that out. I would have said maybe give him 7 units at night to start out with that first time and work up to it, but definitely not that massive amount, I guess it is, Bob. I'm not familiar with diabetes that much, so I can't really say, but just common sense would say that was a bad idea.
Well, he was on 24 units. It was actually reduced to 18. But the problem was, this stuff is long-lasting, so his body hadn't even metabolized the 24 units completely, and he got 18 more. So, fortunately, we have a monitor in his room, and I woke up about 3:15 in the morning, and I heard him, and it sounded like he was snoring. Well, by 4:30, quarter to 5, it was a little bit louder, and by about 5:15, it was a groan and a bad sound, you know. So I went back there, and I tried to wake him up, and I couldn't wake him up. So we called 911. They came, and they gave him a dose of something through an IV, and it brought his sugar level up, and he came back too. And then we took him to the hospital, blah, 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 and now he's back home.
This is NGOTR. Well, thank God for that. Wow. I'd say, you know, give him a bite of a candy bar, but when he's in a condition like that, he ain't gonna take nothing. Looks like it has something to reverse that, like, for example, these guys that drug overdose, they all carry that medicine with them to counter-react it. And as long as diabetes has been around, it looks like it, they'd have something that you could inject to counteract it. But like I said, Bob, I'm no expert on that, but... sound like he did the right thing, got him taken care of, and it's like being on watch all the time, isn't it? I know we went through that with my sister and cancer.
The stuff that they gave him, Tom, was exactly that. They gave it to him intravenously. They gave him a shot into a vein of, I just basically called it sugar. In a nutshell, it's some kind of a medicine, dextrose or something, that it's very fast-acting, but it's not long-lasting. So it'll give his sugar level an immediate boost to get it up. And it did. It got it up from 48 to 135 in about 3 minutes. But there's also some other things that can be used before he gets into that coma state. Well, first thing we're doing is getting him one of those dextrose monitors, so we'll be able to monitor his blood sugar constantly and set alarms if it goes up or down too high.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Well, I'm not surprised that they got things like that. I know I see people wanting to avoid the stick. They got these little things, and they're on the side of your arm, and you just stick this little device over by it, and it reads it instantaneously, like Bluetooth, you know. Well, I'm glad he got through that, Bob. That's just another burden, and it can't be helped. We all get old. I've been in a meeting this morning. I couldn't even lift the water for the hen house, and so Bernice come out and done it. I filled them up, and she lifted them back in the cage, but my back was really, really bad. And I don't want to get to sound like the Geritol net, but that's something that probably ain't going to go away, but it goes up and down, kind of like diabetes, I guess. And I think it's that front approaching, because it's going to get cold.
R-O-N,
I'm talking with ND7J, and this is N0TR. My name's Tom, and the other one's Bob.
R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Quick comment, my wife has diabetes. She uses a Dexcom. It's a constant monitor every 5 minutes, sends a signal to a little device, a little bit smaller than an iPhone, and it will make noises if her blood level goes up or down. down beyond what it's supposed to be.
This morning, got the doctor writing a prescription for it, and it'll also send it to your smartphone. You put the app on there, and you can basically be checking it wherever you're at. And it will share that information with up to 10 people, so I can put it on my wife's and mine. And no matter what, somebody's going to hear it.
Put in, because I used to watch her prick her fingers, and now she doesn't have to do that. You just have to watch that you get the transmitters on time to put it on.
I'll go over all the good stuff and make sure it's put on correctly. But, I think that's going to be, with him, it's not even the pick of the finger. It's the ability to be able to monitor it 24/7 and know if it's starting to spike one way or the other. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. And, Owen, what was your name? I'm assuming Ron, but I may be wrong.
Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. No, the name is Ed, Echo Delta. I'm in Brevard.
Okay, well, good afternoon, Ed. It's nice to meet you, sir. And I'm in Greer, and Bob's up in Hendersonville, where you might get a little bit of snow tonight, Bob. Over.
I'm worried about what we might get tonight in the least. That's just like a dusting. Even if it's a couple inches, it's a dusting, and I don't think we're going to get that. But up there in the higher elevations near the border, Tennessee, North Carolina, I'm sure they're going to get probably a pretty good covering.
To get something a little bit after 3, but not much from looking at the weather map. But I just want to put the comment in about the Dexcom because we found it very valuable. It will wake her up at night with noise if the blood level goes out of whack.
And we appreciate that. You have a good day, sir. This is your old TR.
Hey, thanks for that info, for sure. But I think that's going to be the ticket. So, and weather. I hope we don't get much, but anyway. That's about all today. What are you up to, Tom?
Oh, I had a real nice chat with Bill a while ago, and Elaine so rudely interrupted him with a load of dog food and bird food. I'm sure she really regrets that. But, we was talking about some CW things, Bob, and, we didn't mention the contest tonight, but you know that's coming on 160. Bill was sitting outside at Tractor Supply with his doggie, and they went out and got the doggie a hamburger, and I don't think French fries, but something like that. But I think he spoils them dogs a little too much.
He lived once, that's for sure. My wife's just as bad, if not worse. I meant to ask you about this 160 contest. What is it?
Let me look over here at that calendar. Just take me a second, Bob. I think it's CQ Worldwide.
Worldwide on 160, that'd be interesting. Because CQ Worldwide, we do that one in October every year for Fred.
It says CQWW. And I think it starts at 2200. I didn't look that closely. I got it marked in yellow there on the CQ calendar. I just ordered a couple of those. And CQ's so unreliable about anything. I don't subscribe to their magazine anymore because they're just too expensive. It is a nice magazine, but they're unreliable. Back when I took it, they even stopped sending it at times. But their calendars are great because they list all of the amateur radio stuff on them. And usually I wait later. Because this one, my God, they run clear up until March, I think. And I've given several of them away as gifts. I give Chad one and Bill one because they were just starting out as new hams. Because it does run up till March. And so they got, I think I bought it for them in November. But they make nice gifts. But this time, I ordered them from DX Engineering. The problem with that is they, for two calendars, they charge you $13.95 shipping. I think that's out of line, but c'est la vie.
If I think about it, Tom, I'll send you the link. There's a website that's got it up. that's real easy. You just scroll down to the date, the weekend, what have you. So, listen, Tom, I am pulling up here. I got to stop, make a stop, run inside for a minute, and I'll be back on the radio here shortly if you happen to be around. If not, you guys have a good one. Say hey to Bernice, ND7J73.
Oh, she's over there sewing, Bob, for the grandson. And my gracious, her sewing looked like factory stuff. I can't even discern the difference, except hers was better. She heard you and said hi. 73's Bob, ND7J in 0TR. Glad your dad's all right. Bye-bye.
4CPA Mobile.
Want me to turn the audio back on my gun smoke? And there's only 9 minutes left.
You know what happens anyway, so...
All 200 of their episodes on DVDs, and they sat there so long. I give a few of them to my neighbor, but he never did ask for any more. But Chad sent me a text the other night, and he was up at the hidey hole up in the mountains, and he had a DVD of Clint Eastwood movies, and that's what he was going to do for the evening. And I had to give those to him, but you know, I don't know if I give him Salvation Army or I pitched them all. But dang it, I didn't know Chad at the time. But he was sad that I got rid of them, and I was too. I'd rather give them to somebody, but they took up a lot of room in that little closet up in the hallway, you know. They was in a... In these cases the size of VCR tapes, you know, in the old days.
Before CPA Mobile. Yeah, like to have some of those Clint Eastwood tapes. Boy, that'd be nice. But, anywho, go ahead and make my day. But anyway, I've been watching some Steven Seagal. I don't know if you're into him, but I just like his movies. I like his, I don't know exactly what he studied, but his self-defense moves are just really good. Of course, I know all that's choreographed, but he actually does know what he's doing.
He certainly does. He has one of the largest collections of Japanese swords in the world, is my understanding. And knows how to use them, too. And, yes, I like him. I'm not fond of his ponytail, being old-fashioned, redneck, and narrow-minded. But he studied, I think, Taekwondo, but don't quote me on that day. And he was a master. I mean, he's black belted and above, I don't know what degree. One of my cousin's husband has an eighth degree black belt. I can tell you a funny story about him one day. And she married a black guy, and he's a very, very nice gentleman. And in fact, he owned half of the 3M company up there in Toledo, Ohio at the time. Yeah, we went and visited them, but they're very reserved about it, but I sure wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley.
Far, they don't go around. The ones that brag about it, usually are the ones that don't know anything. They know just enough to be dangerous. The rest of them have got a lot better sense. They just know what they can do, and they're very confident. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to be over at my daughter's house in 45 minutes, and I still got some stuff to pack, so I got to run back inside and get this done. 73 is in 0TR, KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, he never ever told me that, and His sons brought me a magazine when we were visiting there one day. It's not far from my daughter up in Michigan. And they brought me this karate magazine, the karate magazine, and he was on the front cover of it. And he had never mentioned that he was into that. All I ever seen him in was a suit or his regular clothes every day, and no hint of that, but he was an 8th degree black belt. So I felt pretty comfortable there, going out to the country club with him and all. It was above my pay grade, and she turned out to be the superintendent of schools there. Anyways, 73 today. Talk to you later. I'm going to shut this off and go upstairs. KB4CBA and 0TR. See you later.
You are Oscar 4 Uniform, New Mexico.